Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Woohoo! Hello, everyone. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. And of course, I'm accompanied by Miss Kaylin Burke.
Yes, and today is our first show of March, which is very exciting. So it's a new eClad's Hidden Gem promotion that I have to let you guys know about going into March. And it's since it's bridal and baby shower season, we're offering a complimentary hour to your event, booked and or secured in March. So if you're looking for a beautiful venue for your friend's bridal shower or baby shower, you can call us now and book it. It's a great deal. And if you're planning on having one of these events anyway, you know what I mean? Come here.
Why not?
And save some money. And so you can call us at 212-644-6445 and just let us know about your booking and we can set it up for you. You can have a tour and everything.
Yeah. Give us a call.
Yes. And then on last week's show, we had an amazing interview with Star Magazine's Shallon Lester. And she talked about a bunch of different things, varying from shooting at the gun range to being prepared for the After a Crazy Night at Walk of Shame. And she was also on an MTV reality show. She talked about Kanye West news. She has all the inside details on the celebrity, you know, entertainment side of things. So you can catch it all on Blog Talk Radio. And she has a great background. She's on Wendy Williams, and she was, you know, editor of Star Magazine. She does Gossip Girl's blog for CW, a lot of things. Yeah, it was a fun interview, and it's on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll also have that video coming out as well.
Yeah, and just be sure you're catching all of our shows. If not, just, you know, write the same link that you're using to listen to this show. You can use it to access all the other shows. So, you know, make sure you're staying up to date. Okay, so on today's show, we have an amazing guest. Today we have Nicole Alley. Nicole Alley has created a unique line of urban and modern t-shirt designs in celebration of metropolitan living. The chic yet playful designs are influenced from historical figures, urban living, music, and dance. As a breast cancer warrior still in the battle of this disease, she has recently developed and launched t-shirts that help to spread breast cancer awareness and aid in research to find a cure. So welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
I'm super excited.
Oh my gosh. So, okay, let's start with something fun before we get into all the serious and dense stuff. So tell us something about you, like a fun fact about yourself, something that maybe you like to do in your free time, or, you know, tell us about who Nicole is.
So I think one of the things that people probably don't know is I like to do things that are a little bit on the edge. And so, you know, whether it's skydiving or maybe walking across a hotbed of cold sun, you know, just to prove that I can do it, I've done it. And so I think a lot of people don't know that about me. But when they find out, they're like, oh my God, what? You did what? I'm like, yeah, 12 feet of hot coals, I could do it.
I just have to say,
that's a real story.
I just have to say, lately, our guests have just been, the stories that have been coming out of, you know, the recent shows are just incredible, from shooting at the gun range to walking on hot coals. It's incredible.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to push yourself to see if you can actually do something, right? And so, and then when you get to the finish line, you just realize, like, okay, I can do this. I can do anything, right?
Exactly. So when you finish walking on the hot poles, what happens to your, like, you know?
So you have to just condition yourself that you're not going to burn.
Oh, wow.
You have to condition your mind, like, this is not going to burn. And you just have
That's
to
interesting.
Walk. And then when you get to the other side, there's somebody there to douse you with cold water and all that other fun stuff, but you just have to focus.
Wow.
I'm not, I'm like, neither. I'm like, I'm just, I'm throwing. So, okay, this is so, I know it's so off topic, but it's just so interesting. I just have to understand this. So, okay, you're walking over, and so, like, it's really hot.
It is, like, yes.
Okay, like, so you're not focusing on the coals, because we're mentally kind of like.
No, you got to focus on your end game. Okay. And that's with everything in life, right? You need to focus on what your goal is.
I love that.
And so the goal is to finish, right? And so when you focus on that, everything else is just like, whatever.
So when you get to the end, like, do you have scars on your feet? Like, what happens to the actual?
There was indentation on the bottom of my feet, but I was like, I'm not gonna burn.
Yeah.
But other people who lose focus, they end up burning.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like at a spot, like, where do you do this?
So I actually did this with Tony Robbins, who's a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
And so he literally sets up 25 lanes of fire. And at each lane, there's like a motivational person to get you going through. But like I said, the end goal is to visualize on the end goal and get there.
Yeah.
And then when you do it, you're like, what? I walked across fire. That's awesome. And you're like, my feet are black, but that's okay.
That's okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah,
I mean, because
no,
like
awesome.
That, just wow.
Yeah. It was
impressive.
That's
definitely
a cool
awesome.
Story.
Yeah.
And I feel like you kind of have to have that mentality about starting a business as well. You know what
it's
I mean?
Everything in life.
Exactly. So if you want to tell us a little bit about what Brooklyn Styles is for people who haven't heard of it yet, if you can just explain what you do.
Sure. So Brooklyn Styles is a clothing line that I developed about 2-3 years ago now. It actually started as a bet between me and a coworker because I was working in corporate America. And we decided, you know, we could sell t-shirts, like, this is so easy, or whatever the case may be. And you set up a website, I'm going to set up a website. Whoever sells the most shirts wins, and you have to give the other person 25% of those proceeds, right?
Yeah.
So we gave ourselves a time frame. But in doing that, I said, I don't want to create something that people take a negative connotation on, right? And so you walk in the street, you see all these young kids wearing, you know, shirts that are not necessarily very nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say ish or this or that, and you're like, wait a minute. Because that resonates how they're feeling on the inside about themselves, right? And so I said, if they wore something a little bit more positive, then maybe they would think they were more positive and then do better things, and they would change their mentality. Right, because I don't think people realize that what you wear affects you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even down to the cologne, perfume, right? Sometimes you put on that good perfume, you're like, what? And where you wear that crisp white shirt, you're feeling good. But when it says something negative, like, are you really feeling good inside? So I wanted to change that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that I create is original art, and then it has a little bit of positivity entwined in the artwork. So it might not be as bold, but it's definitely in there somewhere. And so that's what I really wanted to do. And people have been enjoying it. When I do shows over the summertime, et cetera, people are always like, oh my God, this is awesome. This is great. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So that's why I started to do it. And then it took off. And then, so here we are.
Wow, it's super positive.
Yeah, and the shirt you're wearing now is...
Yeah, it's Love Life.
Oh,
awesome,
right? And so it's vinyl and it has like a suede inlay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so they don't lose color, they don't stretch out, they don't...
Can I touch it?
Can I touch it, girl?
Oh, yeah.
And it's a positive message, like you said.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, that's really cute, or whatever the case may be. So it's understated, but a little bit bold. And again, it's just to really get the positive message across, because I feel like... all the social media, I see more negative, like, videos and all this other stuff more than I do positive stuff. And so I wanted to do something more positive.
Yeah. And you know what I like about this? As I'm looking at it, it makes me feel like it's more grown than, like, you know, you were just given the scenario about when you see, you know, certain people wearing certain types of shirts and stuff like that. I feel like this is more like, you know, for grown, like, I would wear it.
Yeah,
and
you
totally
can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You cut it up, you make it stylish.
Yeah.
We've got them in V-neck, we've got them all different, you know, styles. And so anything that you put on, you definitely make your own style, right? But I hated to also buy t-shirts that crinkle.
Yeah.
Right? And then the collar comes off. And I said to myself, whatever I do, I don't want to see my t-shirt in the gym. Right?
Yeah.
And so I want to make it so that you're like, no, I'm not wearing that to the gym.
Yeah.
So,
that's my crisp shirt.
Yeah.
So conceptually, in terms of like the designs of the shirts and stuff like that, are you like the creative thought behind, like, you know, how?
I am. So just, you know, I don't know how to draw, right? And mm-hmm. so I pull designs and then I have somebody illustrate for me.
Nice.
And so everything, like I said, I do is original. Like the life in this is my handwriting.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I make sure that there's some personal touch on top of it.
Yeah.
It's not a font. It's my handwriting.
That's really cute. I like that. It's unique.
Yeah.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And so you have a whole kind of like adage, like message to live the best life possible. So
yeah.
Kind of what made you center your business around that, and what does that phrase mean in your life?
Everything that we've been talking about so far is just, there's no time that's not precious, right? And so people always say, oh, I wish I would have, should have, could have, would have. I don't ever want to say those words, right? And so
yeah.
You have to live your best life possible at any means possible, right? And so you're always like, oh, we should go here, you know, your friends, we should do this, and then nobody books it,
right?
Sure. But I'm the one that's like, okay, we said we're going to do this, here's the email, this is what we're doing. And everybody's like, oh, you were serious? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I can't go. All right, well, I'll see you later, I'm coming. So live your best life possible, and if that means leaving people behind,
that's what you have to do.
And that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean.
Sure, you don't want to like miss out on opportunities.
No, because
especially in life, yeah, but also like especially in business, and I guess I kind of attribute it to business only because like, we talk about here.
Yeah.
But you know, it takes that one moment that you can miss out on that can just kind of just change the way things would, you know.
Right.
Turn out, or could turn out.
And you never know who you're going to meet in that travel, in that path, or whatever the case
may
be. There's been plenty of times when my friends have said, oh, I don't have time, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I come back, they're like, when are you going again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you missed that boat, sweetie.
Okay, so you've been diagnosed with breast cancer.
I have.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that journey and how it's empowered you in you know, life and business.
So the journey is not over.
Yeah.
It will never be over, right? So I was diagnosed in 2015,
mm-hmm.
January. And so literally we're 14 months in, right? You go through so much at one time, and there's so many decisions you have to make, and you have to make them in a short amount of time. You just do what you need to do. Everybody doesn't have my mindset. Right? And so it's important to stay positive as much as you can.
Right.
Right? And you can't let the disease own you. You absolutely cannot do that. Otherwise, it will drive you insane and drive you into a deep depression.
Yeah.
Right? So you got it, fix it. Period. And for all those people out there and women, et cetera, who are like, oh, yeah, I'll go get a mammogram. Oh, yeah, I'll go get it. Go get it.
Yeah.
I don't care how old you are, especially if it runs in your family. It's important for you to get tested, right? And if you can't afford it because you're under 40 and it's not covered by insurance, then do it in the shower. Do a self-exam in the shower. I self-diagnosed myself, right? And I was like, oh, this ain't looking right.
Yeah.
And then I went to the doctor. And then it was just a series of events right after that. And when I started reading about it, the number one reason why African-American women don't survive this is procrastination.
Mm.
That is the dumbest thing in the world. Procrastination, people are dying because they just didn't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So I said, oh, what? I got to do what? When?
Yeah.
I'll be there. What
time?
Don't worry about work. They'll go. I'll call them.
Yeah.
And you just got to keep going on a positive note. And every task is important. Everybody is different. You can't listen to other people, right? Other people go, oh, well, you know, my aunt, she died, right? You can't listen to
that.
So,
wait, but... like, that just, like...
It's
somebody
real.
Would say that to you?
They say it to me all the time. Because they're trying to form a connection with you. Not realizing that the connection could be negative.
But
you hear all that stuff all the time, and you just can't... You can't own it.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things, when I was first diagnosed, I said, I'm not going to let that become my tag name. Right, and so my cousin was like, what do you mean? I said, I don't want people to go, you know, Nicole, what with the breast cancer? We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Right, and so I got it. I understand it. I have a little bit more in this part of my journey. And then after this, my goal is to just keep motivating other women to make sure they get tested early. And for those people who are currently in the process, to help them understand that this is not the end of the world. This is just a little hump in your road. Mm-hmm. Like, you will get over it and you will get through it. And then, ironically, this is probably the best thing that ever happened in my life.
Mm-hmm. Would you elaborate on that a little bit? Like,
sure. You have a different sense of life. You have a different perspective on life. Things that are important.
Yeah.
Or things that were important are no longer important. Mm-hmm. Your true friends show up. Your not so true friends show out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody in the beginning, whatever you need, I'll be there for you. And just call me. I can count 4 people still. Right? And
yeah.
So you're like, well, my Facebook list says I have 450 friends.
Yeah.
My real list says I got 4.
Wow. I'm left speechless because it's like I could feel the energy. And
yeah.
And you have such a positive energy.
Yeah.
But, like, this disease is it's just such an incredible force. You know what I mean?
It is.
And it's just the positivity that's coming out of you despite the, you know what I mean?
It's very interesting. And as you go through the process, sometimes you, like, you know, you go, it's okay to go through the woe is me.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh. And how come me? And why did this happen? At the end of the day, you're never going to get those answers for the most part,
yeah.
Right? And then sometimes you meet people who are in worse situations than you, and that's when you really put stuff in
perspective.
Right? Because when you go to the hospital, you realize that it's not just about breast cancer. Like, cancer is huge.
Yeah, yeah.
It affects all parts of the body. And this is one of those things where it's not something you could have prevented, right? Breast cancer is not like, you know, it's not smoking. It's not,
not something you did.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's almost like, wait, what?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because my body cells are doing what now? But, you know, it's about your support system.
Yeah.
It's about what you put into your body, right? Because you want to be the best person you could be at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're stripped down of every single piece of vanity as a woman, every single piece of vanity, and you still look in the mirror and you go, I got this. That's when you know, right? So
mm-hmm.
you're staring in the mirror with no hair, no eyebrows, no eyelashes, no nothing,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, no breasts. And you're just like, breasts, they're overrated.
They are.
They're overrated.
I agree.
We talk about that all
right.
the time.
And I told my doctor, I said, listen, I'll rewrite your marketing materials for you. Trust me, we're going to come out good. And he said, what do you mean? I said, listen, at the end of the day, you know, chemotherapy is an incredible taxing and toxic drug.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it clears you of all your vanity. But at the end of the day, so you drop 30 pounds. Not so bad.
Right.
For most people, you lose your menstruation. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at not having to buy always. You get to start fresh with your hair.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Got the Halle Berry going on. That's not too bad. And for the first time, you get to choose your own bra size. Not so bad.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you have other things that can sort of happen, but at the end of the day, you take the positive and you ride with it. And this has been, like I said, eye-opening and amazing. It's helped me to speak to other people and help them understand the importance of early detection.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one diagnosed, so it wasn't like there's this history in my family.
Yeah.
But the minute I found out, got on the phone with all my first cousin females, a conference call, because that's the business in me, and I said, here's the deal, guys. This is what I got. This is what you need to do. Here's my results. Go to it. And so as a family, we did it together.
Great. I think it's great that you encourage people, you know, with cancer, you can encourage people with your shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Then also you have a blog and you have a section called Pink Notes.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what that is and how you
Pink
kind
Notes
of
Notes was actually my publicist thought I should do it. So shout out to her. And so basically it's just tips. And so I get tips on breast cancer and cancer in general and sort of what to do and when you're facing certain things, Everything down to when you don't have hair, how to keep your follicles open, you know, with brown sugar and olive oil, and do a little mixture, keep them alive. I found an awesome, you know, nail polish company that doesn't have formaldehyde in the nail polish, which is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Trying to use natural products, makeup, etc., because your skin changes, changes color. Like people say that, and I was like, ooh, I don't know what that means. Like, literally, makeup was just, like, gliding over my skin because it was, like, baby soft. I'm like, oh, this skin is silky. this is awesome.
Yeah.
So I just get different tips and different websites, and sometimes people don't know they can go ask for money for transportation to get to the hospital or whatever. And so just different things that, you know, people don't talk about.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to do. And it's every Tuesday and Thursday I try to give a new tip on my blog, which is bkstyles.com.
It's important. Yeah, I think that's really helpful for people who are looking for info.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, not something that's, like, a clinical, like, info. You know what I mean?
Something relatable.
Like a real person.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I had a hard time in the beginning. I was, like, Googling and looking for stuff, and stuff was dormant. Like, you'd find a blog and it'd be like, hasn't been updated since 2009. And you're like, oh, well, this is not helpful.
This is not.
Right.
How does this help me now?
Right. Yeah. So I was just trying to keep it fresh. And I asked for other guest bloggers because they might have experienced something that I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tip. Put it in my inbox. We'll talk about it and post it.
Cool. Just, it's so much positivity. I can't take it. I'm just like,
oh
my God. It's overwhelming.
I'm sorry. Dang.
So tell me, where are you now with, you know, with cancer and, like, you know, are you towards, you know, a cure, or, I mean, is it, am I saying that right? Are you towards a cure?
Cancer free?
Yes. I guess, well, yes and no. We'll just go with that. Yes.
Sure. So, that date is always dependent on who it is you're talking to and mm-hmm. the actual process and procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I chose chemotherapy before surgery, and I did have a double mastectomy by choice. So for some people, right after surgery is when they consider themselves cancer-free because the cancer is sort of cut out. I myself am still, while my doctor says, yeah, you're cancer-free, I'm still in the sure, positive. We still need to run some tests. And he thinks I'm a hoot. So in my process, so right now I've gone through 16 rounds of chemotherapy, 25 rounds of radiation, three surgeries. I have one more main surgery left, which is to take out what they call expanders. So after surgery, they sort of put in expanders to hold the place of where you're implants are going to go to stretch the skin again, right? So they basically cut out the breast tissue. And I think I was a little bit green and not understanding what cutting out breast tissue meant, right? I was like, oh, they're going to cut in a circle, going to cut my breast off. And, well, breast tissue goes from underneath your breast to the top of your chest to underneath your arm. So it's a big situation, right? And so then they put in expanders and stretch your skin and sort of pump the expanders every week full of water until you get to that size you want. And then once you're there, you decide on when you're going to do your actual surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I chose breast implants. Some people choose not to, and they choose not to do anything. Some people choose to do fat transfer from somewhere else or flap transfer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit more invasive on your body and more scars and whatever. So that's where I'm at. And then once I do that, for me, it'll be nipple reconstruction. And then after that, we'll be tattooing so they can color it.
Yeah.
But it looks so natural now. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm like, what?
Wow.
What?
Can you imagine that you can go braless?
Forever.
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 I was like, I'm going to be like,
oh, no, I don't.
I'm going to be 80 and perky with saggy knees. But it'll be fine. It'll be so fine. That'll be awesome.
It's like it'll be the only thing that's staying.
It is. They'll be at attention. Everything else would be like gravity. It'll be awesome. So that's what I look forward to.
Oh my God.
Being 8-year-old perky.
Yes. So I always think the good side to things. I love that. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your background. So we're kind of veering off of the okay. So tell us a little bit about your background. Is it in fashion, or, like, how did you know what? Well, you told us a story about you and your friend having the competition. But beyond that, did you have like an interest in fashion or like what?
So indirectly, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've been in finance for 20 years, a little bit over 20 years. Okay. But the first part of working was always working part-time in some retail store. So I would go to work in finance, but then at night I'd go to some retail store and be a sales associate. I've always liked fashion. But like I said, you think, oh, I don't draw, I can't color, mm-hmm. a straight line, I don't know how to sew. So my corporate job started, I said, you know what, this can finance the stuff I really like to do. Because I am creative, I just can't draw a straight line. I don't know how that works, but I found people that could draw the straight line for me. Mm-hmm. And my corporate job can help me fund that goal and fund those dreams. So I don't have a background in fashion, but I have a lot of friends in fashion because of my retail jobs. Mm-hmm. And so I leverage them. And I think the one thing in business that you is the best thing to do is to, A, be able to delegate. Mm-hmm. It's super important. And the other thing is to leverage the people you know and what you have in order to get what you want. So if you can do that, then you can do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily have to have a degree in it. Because I feel like when you go to college, you get a degree.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people actually follow that dream.
I don't know very many, actually. But just to piggyback on what you were just saying, I'm very creative myself. And like some of the jewelry and stuff that I have, they're, you know, designs from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't draw either. But what I'm good at, like, I'm good at details. Like,
yeah.
I'll say, this is what I want. Like, I'll write it all out, and I'll create these funky-looking things that no one understands what they are for me. But, like, you know, because I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, explaining every detail, like, even from the channel, like, everything.
Right.
Like, I have visions.
Right.
And I just have to figure out how to articulate them or bring them across to somebody else to have them actually get it on
right.
paper for me.
I've been very good at cutting out pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, you see this neckline?
Yeah.
You see these sleeves?
Yeah.
And then I want it to flare out like this, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. And then once I see the drawings come to fruition, I start to tweak.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a process, mm-hmm. but I have some very patient people in my camp.
Yeah.
And it's been eye-opening to a certain extent,
yeah.
right? You're like, I created that. I mean, you helped me.
Yeah.
I created that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just keep it going. So I not only do the t-shirts, but now I'm getting into dresses, right? Because I wanted to do something a little bit different.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah,
I'm sure
we'll have to look
do.
Out
yeah,
for
I'm sure
yeah,
it'll be
exciting.
Absolutely.
And so we have a lot of entrepreneurs or people just starting businesses
mm-hmm.
that listen to the show. Do you have any advice for them or designers specifically to help propel their business if they're just starting out?
Yeah, so the one thing I realize is that entrepreneurs are really, most of the time, creative people for the most part,
mm-hmm.
But they're not good from a business perspective, right? And so do everything you can to understand the business perspective of what it is that you want to promote or produce
mm-hmm.
or publish, et cetera, right? And try to, even if you're not perfect in it, at least understand the general concept so that people don't screw you over. Right?
Yeah.
And then I've also taken advantage of a lot of free things. Like I was like, oh, contracts, and do I want a trademark and whatever. And so I set up, you know, meetings with people who would do, you know, lawyers, et cetera, that would do the meetings for at least the first time free.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, okay, all right, what's that? Okay. And then I'll go and do the same meeting with somebody else who offered it for free just so I can compare
yeah, that's really
and
hard.
Try and understand.
Yeah.
Because this was an industry I wasn't familiar with, right? And I just did a lot of research online. But keeping your paperwork together is important.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporating is important. Not just throwing up some stuff on a website.
Mm-hmm.
Poor man copywriting. If you can't afford it, mail it to yourself in the mail and don't open it ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And understand that. And don't be afraid. Creative people are very afraid to talk to other people. Like, they're going to steal my design. They're going to steal my
I was
thought.
Like that at first.
Yeah.
And then you get over that really quickly when you're actually in it.
Right. Because
yeah.
then you're like, well, if I don't say nothing, I'm not going to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's important. And you don't have to tell them everything.
Yeah.
But give them a general idea of what you want. And have your 30-second elevator speech down, right? Because when people
yeah.
say, what do you do? And you're like, well, I kind of
yeah.
make, you know, well, I'm in t-shirts.
Yeah.
It's too late. I'm gone. My head is gone.
Mm.
Like, right? So understand what you do, how you do it. Get it down in 30 seconds. So when people ask, and memorize it. When people ask, just say, this is what I do. My company is Brooklyn Styles. I do t-shirts. I'm venturing into dresses. Mm-hmm. And just keep it going. And then I think they'll not only listen to you because you'll capture them, mm-hmm. but they'll respect the situation better. And they're like, oh, she's not just doing this off
fly
the side
by
of
night.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's one thing. Couple of things.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I would
all
tell.
Great.
Yeah, that's very
advice.
Practical,
yeah.
Like, useful things.
Yeah, because
yeah,
sometimes people will say things that just are like it's so general,
yeah.
That it holds no. There's no substance.
Yeah,
you can't. You don't. There's nothing to lead with.
Not a
takeaway.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like okay, so you said all this, and I, what? You know, that wasn't this. That was good. Okay, so we broadcast, like I mentioned
yep.
this to you before, so it's, you know, business news as it applies to lifestyle, fashion,
mm-hmm.
and events. And so we have a series of questions that we ask all our guests before we let them go.
Yep.
And so the first one is, what's the most memorable event that you've attended and why?
Yeah, so that is quite difficult.
1 second. We're going to take a quick break, guys, and when we return, we'll have the answer.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Okay, guys, so we're back, and so...
Left you in a cliffhanger.
Right? Okay, so back to your most memorable event and why.
So I think my most memorable event was probably... oh, my God, there's, like, so many. I have like
too
a,
many to kind of...
Like, 1,000 memorable events, because that's what happens when you get old. So adds up. So my most memorable event... what I didn't say earlier about what people don't know about me is I used to be a backup dancer when hip hop first started.
Oh, awesome. That's another good fact.
So my most memorable event is falling on the stage of the Apollo Theater, which, you
wait,
know.
Wait, is there footage of this somewhere?
You know what? It's interesting because someone sent me, they're like, this is kind of on YouTube. And I'm like, I think that's me. But not the time when I fell, which I was very grateful for. But I was doing a front hand spring or something, and I completely fell.
Oh,
and someone actually scolded me for that. You don't practice enough. I'm like, what? So that's probably the most memorable event, and that was very, 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 very long time ago. Just saying.
So, okay, but other than the fall, the crash and fall, okay, because that's quite memorable.
Oh, it was.
What?
It's the Apollo Theater, like.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, is this Sandman like coming? This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
But he wouldn't, because it wasn't amateur night, right? It was actually performing.
It was an actual performance.
Yeah,
okay.
So I was like, Sandman's not coming, but still, I was like, oh, what just happened? But, you know, I jumped up and sweat, like, what? Nothing happened.
Start moving.
And do you have 3 jewelry or accessory essentials that you think everyone should have or that you never leave the house without?
So I think that, A very brilliant ring is super important, and just one, right? I don't typically, like, you know, years ago I used to wear like a ring on every single finger and all that.
It's back in style now.
And some people wear two rings on every single finger.
Yeah.
I can't do it, but I think from an elegant perspective, I'd always like to see a really nice, bold, large
kind
ring.
Of cocktail ring. You
yeah.
Mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Belt. And bag. And shoes. Did I say 4?
Yeah.
Belt bag,
shoes.
Yeah.
They're all essential.
Belt bag is kind of one.
Because they're attached.
They are. They're so close from a perspective.
Sure.
And shoes. Shoes have got to be
so important.
Yeah,
you don't even need clothes.
No,
what
you
say.
No, but you know, it's so funny because men, women dress for women. Let's just be clear about it, right?
Yeah.
When you walk down the street, a guy is not like, those jeans hot. It's not what
they're
looking
at. Guys, but
no, they're looking at what's filling the jean.
Exactly.
They're not caring the design of the jean.
That's true.
Right? But they'll notice a good shoe, and it's like, okay, she's rocking a whatever bag. Or, okay, that's nice. But they're not. They're never going to say, that T-shirt, that Gap shirt, ooh, that's pretty. Or that Brooklyn-style shirt. They're not going to say that. So I accessories are so important.
Yeah.
So important. But a Brooklyn style shirt to go along with those accessories is always
makes it perfect.
Key.
Okay, so are you a lipstick or a lip gloss girl?
Lip gloss.
Yeah.
I'm such a lip gloss girl.
You know what? It's true. Like, I get excited about both because
I wear both.
So I have probably 50 lipsticks.
Really?
I wear lip gloss every day.
That's so crazy.
Because I go into the store, I'm like, oh, okay. All right, but then it's just too much. I feel like lip gloss, I don't have to be as perfect. I just...
You just throw it on.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think... And again, this all goes back to men. Any guy's never said to me, your lip gloss is... You know, like, oh, it doesn't look that good. Or, oh, you need to fix it over here. It's on your teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
They never tell me lip gloss is on my teeth. Unlike lipstick.
That's true.
Lip gloss is the easier... Quicker option.
I guess. You know what I do like? The application of lipstick and then lip gloss over it. It's a lot of work. It is.
It's a lot of work.
But I don't mind it so much.
And then finally, do you have a favorite accessory or jewelry designer?
David Yurman is my favorite jewelry designer. And people are always like, oh, it's silver. And I'm like, yeah. But it's great. They got a great customer service, and I just love them. I love everything that they put out.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So.
Yeah.
I like silver. I like both, but I wear a lot of silver too.
I like. I have my right hand. I have my left hand in silver. My right hand in gold. Always. I don't know why. I love.
And
the,
he's bold. Like
He's
bold
and
chunky. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the other reason I like it.
Okay, so tell our listeners how they can reach you if they wanted to.
Sure.
All your social media handles and all that stuff. So.
Sure. So we're on Facebook as Brooklyn Styles,
mm-hmm.
BROOKLYNSTYLZ. We're on Instagram as Brooklyn Styles. We're on Twitter as Brooklyn Styles. And then the website is BK Styles. So that's BKSTYLZ.com. And you can find all of our social media on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it just now, you can contact us. You can send us an email. You can hit us up on Instagram. I'm always on it. Just checking out the world. See what's going on.
Okay, guys. So we are going to take a quick break. But before we do that, I just want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you,
guys.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't sure how it was going to go. I was like, oh my gosh, this might be a really serious show.
No.
But it was actually really, I appreciate your lightheartedness.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good.
So thank you.
No.
No.
Oh, our shows are super fun. we have a good time.
We try. Anyway,
that's your
idea. But thank you. Thank you.
Thank
and hopefully you'll come back again.
I
and,
will.
You know, keep us up to date of what's going on with you.
Yeah,
maybe.
I want to see the dresses.
I was going to say, I want to see the new boobies, but is that appropriate to say? I don't know.
I might be showcasing them by October.
Hold on.
Breast cancer
we may have to book something for October. But thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll have the designer feature, the news, and the events for the week.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at ECLAD's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. ECLAD's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. ECLAD's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. ECLAD's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then ECLAD's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent ECLAD's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. ECLAD's Hidden hidden gem.
Welcome back, guys. So we are back with the designer feature of the day, which is the Changing Bangles by CC Sky. Casey is wearing them.
I am.
Yes, and they are bold and beautiful glass and onyx bangles, and each bangle is filled with tightly wound gold and or rose gold chains. And then it's covered in glass, which is really cool. I like their actual chains in there.
Yeah.
And so it's a really sophisticated piece, lots of fun to wear. And I just think they're so fun because it's like you're wearing a...
Yeah, they make noise too.
Exactly. You're wearing a glass bangle, but you're also wearing like a chain bangle.
I know. It's like a... Both. There you go.
Yeah, so you can stack them like Casey is doing or wear them separately. And you can get them on eclat.com.
That's right. Go buy it. Okay, so we're going to jump right into the news. And so in retail news today, Saks Fifth Avenue plans to open a 21,000 square foot store in Greenwich, Connecticut that will focus on jewelry and ready to wear this fall. It is also set to open 10222 Shoe, a standalone shoe, yes, a standalone shoe store also. That also in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Okay, opening a bunch of new things.
I know. Right across the street, we talked about this the other day, remember?
Yes.
And so the grand opening for Saks, what is it? The Saks, I'm going to take a quick peek. I'll tell you guys what it is.
There's a lot of people out there.
Saks Off.
Oh, yeah.
Off like Fifth Avenue. Yeah. So I don't know why I couldn't remember that, but that's irrelevant. They literally just opened their doors today, and it seems like they're having a big event.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the show right now, you can run over if you're in the area.
Yeah, there's lots of people there still.
They're lined up there.
Yes.
So, okay.
Also in the news, wearables are very in right now, according to a study on wearables released by the Internet Data Corporation. The month of February was a huge month for wearables, and Fitbit is the fastest growing wearable brand outpacing Apple. Which was kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of Fitbit, so that's interesting. And so the brand's third quarter sales rose from 22.2% to 29.5%. And on February 19th, a report from consulting firm Strategy Analytics said that for the first time, more smartwatches have been shipped worldwide than Swiss watches. So yeah, if you didn't know what wearables are, they're like, you know, the smartwatches, the things that kind of, they have like multiple uses.
Yeah.
Kind of is how you would describe them. So in the fourth quarter of 2015, 8.1 million smartwatches were shipped, compared to the 7.9 million Swiss watches. And wearable sales nearly doubled in 2015, according to the NPD report released in early February. So everyone's kind of figuring out how to ride this wave since it's this huge trend. And Google right now is building a second-generation Google Cardboard virtual reality headset. And so the new version is going to have a plastic casing and better lenses and sensors, so keep your eyes out for that.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what that you know, what comes out of that. Okay, so also in the world of jewelry, GIA is offering $500,000 in scholarships. Grants in the amounts from $500 to $22,000 are available to students at GIA campuses worldwide and online. From March 1st until March 3rd, prospective GIA students from Bangkok, Carlsbad, Dubai, Hong Kong, London, Mumbai, New York, and Taiwan, as well as distance education online courses, are invited to apply for one of more than 125 scholarships, totaling a grand total of $500,000.
Yeah,
$500,000. The next scholarship period after this, after they close this period, will be in August, and it will run from August 1st to September 30th. So if you're not ready to submit your application for this go-around, you always have, you know, the next go-around,
yeah,
which is right around the corner. August will be here like that. So applications and more information on how you can apply and on the scholarships that's being offered, you can just go to gia.edu/scholarships.
Okay, also in jewelry news, this one's a little sadder, or a lot sadder than the last good story. Carol Duplay. My French is not up to par. Carol Duplay, she's an industry icon, and she's tragically killed when struck by a livery driver on Madison Avenue here in New York City on Monday, February 29th. And so she's taken to Bellevue Hospital where she died. But she started her own jewelry business in 1979 with just one salesperson and one design assistant. And then in the 1980s, the company designed high-end fashion jewelry and targeted better department and specialty stores. And so Carol, I can't say it.
Duplay, I'm like, now you have me.
Carol Duplay Limited has since grown to a multi-million dollar enterprise, and it currently employs over 50 people in New York City, and her two sons also work at the family business. Richard, her son, is president, and Jeffrey is in charge of production and shipping, so it's a whole family affair,
yeah,
which is very nice. And so a service for her will be held this Friday, March 5th at 11:30 at the Frank E. Campbell Funeral Chapel. and that will be here in New York.
Yeah.
I think people can just attend if they would like to pay tribute.
Yeah, I believe so.
And, you know, leave flowers, a lot of people always do.
Yeah.
It's at the request of her sons, any and all donations can also be made, which is a great option if you can't make it to the Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Yeah. Okay, and so in lifestyle news, Amazon has done a deal with one of UK's big four markets. This was interesting. When I was researching and looking into it, I was like, wow, okay, so I don't know. Amazon is just killing it on all fronts. It's just, they're just going to put everybody out of business.
Yeah,
here and
really.
There. But, okay, so Morrisons, which is apparently a big supermarket out in the UK, will soon be able, well, will be, I guess, teaming with Amazon to deliver groceries. So basically, under the new deal, hundreds of fresh, frozen, and non-perishable Morrisons products will be available to UK Amazon Prime Now and Amazon Pantry customers who pay a $79 or £79 or in US dollars is $109 annual subscription fee. Amazon Pantry launched in the UK last year offering a 60-minute delivery service but did not offer fresh produce until now. So online grocery retailing in the UK is worth nearly £9 billion, which is $12.5 billion US dollars a year, and is forecast to almost double in value to over £17 billion, the equivalent to $23.6 billion US dollars by 2020, according to food and grocery researchers, the IGD. According to an Amazon spokesperson, the service will launch in the coming months.
Wow, that sounds like a big deal. I hope they have it here. That would be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, they have, like, delivery, but not through Amazon.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's huge. And so now for event news, the sneaker brand Vans is going to celebrate its 50th anniversary with its House of Vans Experience, which is a series of events and activations that will kick off March 16th, and it's going to be in different cities between Austin, Texas, New York, Toronto, London, Hong Kong, and Mexico City. And the activations include do-it-yourself workshops, curated musical performances, shoe personalization, which is really cool, and a 3D display of the brand's 2016 campaign.
You know what's interesting? I didn't even know Vans were still out. Vans were out back in my day. Like, they were so big.
Yeah,
I didn't even know
that.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea that they were still, like, you know, I thought, like, because, like, Vans and Converse used to be, like, in back then, like, in competition.
Yeah.
And so I guess, I don't know.
Yeah,
so
it's still kind of the same. Either you're like a Converse person
or
Vans,
I mean,
or maybe even a Nike from, or Adidas. And Adidas has made a comeback.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, well, for me, I don't know if Adidas ever left because I have so much Adidas. So I don't know. But okay, well, that all sounds like fun. okay, so did you watch...
No.
You didn't watch the
Academy. My lack of cable prevented me from watching.
Oh my gosh.
You
guys need to tell Kaylin to get it together. Oh my gosh, you missed it. It was actually, quite honestly, I've never really watched any previous shows. Or if I have, it's like, you know, like we'll, what do you call it? Like tape it and kind of like pick portions of it to watch if something looks good. But for this show, I actually watched the majority of it.
So it was all good?
Well, Chris Rock to me was good. I don't know about the actual, like, everything else that was happening, but like it was really and truly a controversial show, and I know a lot of people had a lot of negative things to say about the things that he was saying, but for me it was so entertaining. It was like, it was just like the highlight of my night. But anyway, so viewers tune in to see host Chris Rock open the 88th Annual Academy Awards on Sunday. Then they tuned out as the ratings for this year's Oscars fell 8% from last year to an average audience of 34.3 million viewers. Possible culprits, they're saying, for the decline includes lack of diversity among nominees. We know about that whole controversy. Lack of blockbuster films vying for any awards, any big awards. While the final results were a letdown, the 10 previous broadcasts averaged 38.8 million viewers. The Oscars, once again, will still retain its bragging rights as the year's number one entertainment non-sports program, I guess, in America. And, of course, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio finally won.
Yes, finally.
He finally won his, you know, Oscar, and it was the most tweeted Oscar moment out of all the Oscar moments for the night.
I saw that section of it just because it was put everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So it was hard to miss that one.
Yeah, as you know.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, he was the most tweeted about.
Exactly. And now for events going on. For this one, it is in Austin. It's the 66th Annual Art City Austin, and it will take place from April to May 1st at Palmer Event Center, and it will showcase works from nearly 200 national artists, have two music stages, and feature local food vendors. So it's a combined indoor and outdoor event, which is fun, and art will be displayed outside and inside the center. And it's great because, you know, Austin is known for their art, their music,
yeah.
So it combines everything. And so for more info, you can head over to artallianceaustin.org.
Okay, and for all you Vegas folks, or even those who are traveling to Vegas, in Las Vegas, the Academy, I retract that statement. This is the Academy Country Music Awards, and I'm not sure that regular folks like us can attend. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what the process is.
Yeah.
But anyway, we thought that it would be, you know, great to talk about this, because just to let you guys know that it's on television and you're, you know, available to watch it. So in Las Vegas, the Academy of Country Music Awards will take place live at the MGM Garden, Grand Garden Arena. It will broadcast live on CBS on April 3rd. Kenny Chesney, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, and Florida Georgia Line will perform at the 51st Academy Award Show. So, of course, we know tickets may not necessarily be available, as I just said, but we had to add it to our list so that you mark your calendars to catch the event live, or even create maybe an award. You know how they have those award parties, or, you know, cocktail party, whatever you want to call it, and just create another reason to entertain while watching entertainment.
Yes, exactly. And St. Patrick's Day is coming up in New York. If you are in New York, you know about the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is a huge event. And if you don't know where to see it, it can be viewed along 5th Avenue between 44th Street and 79th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also on TV, so it's on NBCNewYork.com, which you can watch it live on cable, of course, beginning at 11 a.m. on March 17th. And if you've never been before, there's music, Irish step dancers, you know, green and orange, and Irish spirit, classic Irish experience.
Have you ever done the
parade? I've done the parade in Dublin, so it's kind of hard to, like, go to a different one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
can imagine.
I'll drop it. New York City might be a letdown. But I'm sure it's great if you want.
If you've never been to the one actually, in Dublin.
Yes.
I'm sure it's probably a great number five.
Exactly.
Okay, so also, and lastly in our event, going on this month is an event most New York Cityers, including ourselves, would love. New York City's Coffee and Tea Festival. That's totally me.
Exactly, me too.
Oh my gosh, so maybe we should make it a date. So it will be from March 19th, so you have time to plan it out, from March 19th through the 20th, and you'll be able to taste different teas and coffees, try a ton of food, and attend seminars relating to New York City's favorite beverages. It's taking place at Brooklyn Expo Center. I didn't even know there was a Brooklyn Expo Center. Holy smokes. And you can get discount tickets for $15 at Gold Star and Groupon. That concludes our show. I feel like I'm just going. I don't want the show to end. Kaylin, can you tell?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So we would like to give a special thank you to our guest today, Nicole Alley. It was surprisingly a great interview. Surprising in the sense of, you know, we knew her circumstances and we weren't sure which direction the show would go in. But it was totally positive. She had so much great input and advice to give, both on a personal level, in terms of, you know, cancer prevention.
Exactly. It was good for business and life.
So it was a great, great show. And so we just want to say thank you, Nicole, for being here, for participating on eClad Chat. Yes. And so, Kaylin, I guess you could tell us what we have going on
next week. Yes, next week it's our monthly Ask Chitanya series, because it'll be the second week of March. And so she'll be here to tell us all things fashion, trends, and what's going on in the fashion and style world.
Yeah, and then, you know, I know that we're supposed to be hitting the Kwan. We were supposed to hit the Kwan, one Chitanya episode ago.
Yes.
And unfortunately, like, circumstances, I don't know what happened. We didn't get around to it. But hopefully we'll get that last video in for you guys, and we'll post it, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. But we're looking forward to next week's show. It's always fun, and we hope you guys will be tuning in. And we just want to thank you for listening to tonight's show. And until next time, love life and wear it well. Good night, everyone.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.